Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We have a lot to discuss, from the Rhinos to the Flash to 2018 World Cup qualifying. It's resuming for the U.S. Men's National Team this Friday against St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we'll also kick off this weekend in Europe. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis during our show. Our special guests tonight are NWSL leading scorer Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash. They visit first place Washington this Saturday down in the D.C. area. And we'll also have with us, coming up in just a moment, Rhinos defensive stalwart Wall Fall from Germany. He scored the match-tying goal in the 95th minute on Saturday as the Rhinos tied Wilmington 2-2. They will play in Charleston this Saturday, back home next Saturday against New York Red Bulls 2. Dick Howard will also be talking about a very special event that took place in Toronto up on the weekend that involved Rochester's own Pat Ercoli, the 40th anniversary of the Toronto Metro Croatia's NASL Championship team. So we'll talk about that. And Michael Lewis will also be on via tape to talk about, again, U.S. and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and also what's going on surrounding Hope Solo and Kari Lloyd. We'll talk about, Michael, get his thoughts on what's going on with the controversy surrounding those two big stars from the U.S. Women's National Team. Now let's go to the birthplace of pro soccer in Rochester, the Italian American Sport Club, with our host Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and welcome to all our listeners. It is a pleasure to be in the birthplace of where soccer really originated, and I'm very proud to be part of this organization. But I'm very proud to be on the radio with you and talk about the game that we love, is soccer. Of course, you know, my congratulations to Pat Ercoli for being honored for his achievement in the Canadian, in Canada, in his hometown, Toronto, and certainly 40 years of, I guess it was a 40-year reunion of the team that he won the championship with. And what an honor, you know, to be associated with Pat Ercoli. And I remember some of those battles that that we had with the Toronto team. And, of course, I just want to talk a little bit about the Flash game. I was so pleased to see all the people that were at the stadium. I was so pleased to see the enthusiasm and how, you know, how the game evolved. You know, it was not – Houston was a very good team to play against it. And certainly it was – it was a great game that kept me on the edge of my seat. So, and you know, I'm very pleased that the Rhino were earned to, they were able to earn a point on the road, and certainly it's going to help, you know, toward making the playoffs.
It certainly will, and we'll be talking to Wall Fall in just a couple of minutes to talk about that match and the Rhinos match coming up this Saturday against Charleston. But speaking of the Rhinos, Joe, we want to mention next week's show is our Labor Day special, and we always do something special on the holidays. And this year we're going to be speaking with members of the 1996 Rochester Rhinos, the team that Next week, they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the legendary match against the Tampa Bay Mutiny in the U.S. Open Cup, the match that really put the Rhinos on the national spotlight when we beat the best team in MLS in extra time, 4-3. We're going to have Doug Miller on. We're going to have Pat Erkely on. We're hoping also to get a couple more members of the 96 Rhinos. So that's going to be a lot of fun to reminisce about that great events from 20 years. I can't believe it's been 20 years already.
Well, it certainly speaks about how Rochester soccer got on the map in the United States. It's so large with the Lancers and with the Rhinos, and certainly those are the people that you mentioned, and many other that we're going to mention in the future that have contributed to be, to be champions and to have been, all the opponents in the Major League. So kudos to them, kudos to Pat Erkely, kudos to the Rhino organization, and certainly we look forward to lots more soccer in the Rochester area. And let me tell you, seeing all those people in the first game, it was so encouraging and so rewarding, to see all those young people and all the things that they did in order to promote the game that the women are playing, which is a terrific game. They're playing an attractive brand of soccer, and kudos to all of them, and kudos to Rochester for being, to be so deserving of having those soccer in Rochester.
And that was the last home game in the regular season for the Flash. They still may have a playoff game, depending on what happens in the last four matches of the season, which are all on the road starting this Saturday. So we'll have Lynn Williams on at 7 to talk about the Flash, and Wallfall will be coming up in just a moment. So, Joe, thanks for coming on, and we'll be getting together midweek to tape our show for Labor Day with the Rhinos legends. So we'll talk to you then.
Very good. And pardon, Andrew, I just hope that our listeners will keep on patronizing soccer, will keep on attending the Rhinos game, and if the Flash are going to have a playoff games in Rochester, patronize the team. It's great to be on television and show Rochester for who we really are. Thank you, Andrew, and thanks for doing a great job on the show.
Okay, we'll talk to you very soon. And that is Joe Sirianni, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So, again, be sure to tune in next Monday for the Labor Day show, where we'll have Rhinos legends on our show talking about the 1996 season, the first year for the Rhinos. Right now, we're going to talk about this year for the Rhinos. And joining us now is the gentleman who, in the 95th minute, I was watching the game online during the Flash match, and I saw Wall fall, put the ball in the back of the net. I'm like, yes, the Rhinos got a point, and I was very happy about that. Joining us now is Wall fall from the Rhinos in this segment brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos are home next Saturday, 5 p.m. kickoff against the number one team in the league, New York Red Bulls 2. It's Irish night and team picture night, so get your tickets in advance, 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Wall, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
No problem. You're welcome.
And, Walt, congratulations on that goal. Boy, when I saw you knock that corner kick in from Canardo Forbes, I was leaping out of my chair, and nobody knew what I was doing because I was watching the game on my phone. So it was a great moment. And tell us about when Wilmington scored in stoppage time. I thought we had lost the game, but you guys didn't give up, and you guys pushed him for the last 5 minutes, and you got that key equalizer. So tell us about how that all came about in stoppage time.
I think you can never give up a game. You have to believe every time in the game that you can win. It doesn't matter if you have two goals up or two goals less. You have to believe in the team and in you.
Yeah, it was a great victory. Tell us about how the corner kick was set up. I know Rhinos brought everybody forward, and you got it on the near post and put it in, and that's a little bit unusual, maybe a mistake or a missed marking assignment from Wilmington allowed you to sneak in and score that goal.
Yeah, the coach told me I have to stay close to the goalkeeper and go to the near post. And I know that Kenny can bring the ball to the near post, and then he fouled me, and I thought, no,
And we're very happy that you did. And it was a big game because the Rhinos have played 3 games in 8 days, which is very difficult. But on top of that, you guys had to travel to Cincinnati, fly to Cincinnati, then fly to Wilmington for the match on Saturday. This is after playing Pittsburgh last week. And Cincinnati, you guys came up with a point there in a very tough environment. So I think it was a successful road trip. And you got another big match coming up on Saturday down in Charleston. So more frequent flyer miles for you guys.
We try to win every game, so we go to Chelsea and try to be the best performance, and then we will see what's coming. And I think the performance in Cincinnati was a great performance from the team. And it was an unlucky game, I think, because we had the game in, under control, and
Well, at least, like I said, we got some results. And they always say, if you tie on the road and you win at home, you'll be in pretty good shape. So I know you guys will be looking for a win on Saturday. And we are with Wall Fall of the Rochester Rhinos and the Rhinos in action this Saturday. You can watch the game starting at 7:30 in Charleston. It's on go to rhinosoccer.com for all the details, how to watch it online. Now, Wall, last week we had Sophie Turgouan, who's from France, and you're from Germany, so we had great soccer nations represented on our show. So tell us about your coming to play soccer in Germany, and who are some of the players that you idolized when you were growing up?
Oh, I grew up with André Schürrle. He plays now for Borussia Dortmund. I think he's a great player. And I learned a lot of stuff from him. So
you got to play alongside André Schürrle, who used to play for Chelsea, was my favorite team. So that's really something.
Yeah. I think he had not a good season in Chelsea, so that's why he came back to Germany, closer to the family and all the stuff. And now he's in Dortmund. And the coach was my coach too in mind, Thomas Tuchel. I think he's a great coach, and he knows to handle André.
That's great to see him doing well. And last thing I want to ask you, letting people know that your cousin is Jermaine Jones, who of course played in Germany for many years and now is a key part of our U.S. national team. How are you related to him? I know you're your cousins, but how's the relation work there? Is it your mother's side or your father's side?
His mother is my mother's sister, so that's over the mom's side. And I think we have a good relationship. I can learn from him.
Because he's about 10 to 12 years older than you, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's an old man, He's an old man. I'm 23 now, he's 34, He's much older than me, 11 years.
So did you learn from him when you were growing up?
A lot.
Well, we're very glad that he came to play for America. He's been a great part of our national team, scored some big goals, and is a very tough player. We all enjoy watching him. We enjoy watching you as well. You've been playing very well, and we look forward to seeing you in action on Saturday in Charleston and back home in a big match against the New York Red Bulls, too, who are the number one team in the league. So I know you guys don't want to look ahead too much, but I know that match is very much in the future for you guys, that you're looking forward to playing the top team in the league.
That's true.
Okay, Paul. Well, thank you so much, very much, for being on the show tonight. And we'll be watching the match on Saturday online and look forward to see you guys in person next Saturday against the Red Bulls.
Okay, thank you. See you soon.
Thank you, Wall. It's Wall Fall from the Rochester Rhinos. Again, the kickoff is at 7:30 in Charleston this Saturday, and then next Saturday at Rhino Stadium, 5:05 kickoff. So it's during the day. Get all your fans, get all your friends, your family, all college students and high school students are back in action. Take some time to come and see the pros play. The best team in the USL standings-wise right now, the Red Bulls, too, are coming to town next Saturday. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Up next, Dick Howard with the International Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
top-notch monogramming is.
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is.
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is.
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is.
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Western New York Flash play their final four matches of the NWSL season on the road starting this Saturday night against the first-place Washington Spear at 7 p.m. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash are in the hunt to host a playoff match in late September, early October, so be sure to visit WNYFlash.com for all of the latest information on tickets. The Flash thank all of their fans for their support during the 2016 home schedule. The Western New York Flash experience the best.
Cooja-cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos look to clinch a playoff berth in the final match of their three-match road trip this Saturday night at 7:30 against the Charleston Battery. Go to USLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home next Saturday, September 10th, taking on the USL leaders New York Red Bulls 2 at 5:05. It's Irish night and team picture night, so be sure to get your tickets for this very important match by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. You can go to davidolivodmd.com to find out all about the different services that the practice will provide to you, or you can call them for a consultation or make an appointment at 328-3382. And Dick, boy, what a big weekend it was up in Toronto, a reunion of the 1976 NASL champion. Toronto Metro Croatia, and Rochester represented by our own Pat Arkley.
It was fabulous. 40 years since, but not forgotten, and it was a classy weekend put on by Toronto FC. Bill Manning, the TFC president, really respects the past and the contributions of the past, and it was fabulous. We had a great dinner at the Kia training facility on the Friday night, and a lot of excellent speeches. And then Pat and Karen Erkley and myself went along to watch the big match on Saturday. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out too well for TFC, but during the game, you'll be interested to know, Mr. Erkley was looking and checking out with his iPhone that things that were happening with another game in the USL. So he was really excited at the end when they got that second goal to equalise.
Yeah, so was I when I was overall, in the press,
Andrew,
I was in the press
box, too. It was tremendous, and it was great that the players were acknowledged at halftime. There was a video on the big screen there at BMO Field. Youngsters were wearing the ton of Croatia colours, the jerseys. It was very, very good. Very impressed.
And looking at the lineup of that team, there was a number of former Rochester Lancers on that team. Miralem Foslic, Gene Strenicer, Demir Satevsky, of course, Pat Erkely as well. So there was a lot of people that would switch between the two teams. But one of the big names on the team, of course, was...
It was great. And also mention, of course, of the great Eusebio, who played for Tronometros Croatia and scored, actually, in the final. Great player. And also another player that came along is invited because of the event was Roberto Bettega. So Joe would have been pleased if he'd been there, because I had a good chat with Roberto, who still fancies Juve for Serie A this season, but he's a little bit concerned that they might not get to the final of the Champions League. So it was great meeting up with him, as with all the other players. You know, so kick of all our yesterdays, you know what football people are like, Andrew, when they get together talking about things that happened in the past, but it was great.
Believe me, and the MVP of the game, of the final, was Wolfgang Sungholz, the great German star from the Bundesliga.
Yeah, he came in mid-season and was an outstanding player. I think he went back to Germany, Wolfgang, but he was certainly an outstanding player.
So that was happened up in Toronto, and certainly Canadian soccer doing very well. Toronto and Montreal, Vancouver, all doing well in Major League Soccer. But this weekend, Dick, is the big game for Canada on Friday night, going to Honduras. And if Canada can get a point in Honduras, it looks like they will very likely go through, because Honduras' last match will be in the Azteca against Mexico, and very unlikely they're going to get anything out of that match. Canada has a final match as well to play in that tournament.
Yeah, they play El Salvador next Tuesday, but it is immense, this game in the Estadio Olimpico in San Pedro Sula. I don't know if you know your geography, but San Pedro Sula has the highest crime rate of any city outside of... you know, the crime zones. It really is a very tough environment to play in, and you can imagine the atmosphere in the stadium on Friday when it's played. It's an afternoon game, 5 o'clock in Canada, and certainly one, if they can come out with a tie, that would be a tremendous result, but it's going to be a very, very tough game. Last time they played in San Pedro Sula, last round of qualifying, they lost 8-1, would you believe?
I do remember that match. That was a match, if they had gotten a result, they could have gone through.
It's vital this time around. Benito Froyo has prepared the team. He's got most of the players fit. Will Johnson didn't make the squad because he's just coming back from injury, but he's hopeful that he can get the result. And as I say, a good result, or the best result, would be at least a tie. Obviously, a win would be tremendous, but it will not be easy.
Well, even a close loss would not be a bad thing, because they're tied right now with Honduras with points. So with Canada playing El Salvador in the last match, they could potentially catch up. They're 3 goals behind in goal difference right now. So they need to not get blown out. If they get blown out, it'll be very difficult to
make that a little bit easier if you're playing St. Vincent and the Grenadines in a cricket stadium.
Well, they're also playing in probably 95-degree heat, so that's not going to be an easy match.
No, I think the USA with Trinidad and Tobago, I fancy coming out of that group. And then the third group, Costa Rica. And the big match, of course, is the Panama-Jamaica game, because the winner of that game will probably go through with Costa Rica. And then who goes through with Mexico? Well, we just talked about that, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but it will not be easy.
It certainly won't be, but the World Cup qualifying matches will start on Thursday with the South American matches, and there's two big, big matches. Argentina, who's in third place right now, will host Uruguay, who's in first place, and Argentina likely without Lionel Messi, who's still recovering.
Aguero is injured also, he's out.
He's out, so that'll be a little tougher, but Argentina is playing at home. The other big match, Brazil, which right now, if you can believe it, is not in the top five, which would be an absolute complete disaster. Brazil has never missed the World Cup. They have to go to Ecuador and play at 12,000 feet in Quito, and that will be another very difficult match for Brazil.
It's quite right, yeah. How many times have we said that Brazil don't look as though they'll make the World Cup finals? It'll be a national disaster. They are on a high, of course, because of the Olympic gold medal, and I think they'll start to pull things together, but it's not going to be easy, as you mentioned, because of the altitude and the atmosphere, and they'll hopefully have to bounce back next week. They play Colombia in Brazil, so that's a case where they can maybe get 3 points.
That will be a tough one. So Brazil, well, that's a long, long process. So there's going to be 18 matches, and that match stays 7. So it's a long way to go there. It's a war of attrition down in South America. Not like, unlike in Europe, where things are a little bit easier. You now at least have all the groups of the same number of teams because of the addition of Kosovo for the very first time will be trying to qualify for the World Cup along with Gibraltar. So two new teams in the hunt for European glory. I don't think they'll make much noise, honestly, but it's good to see new teams from Europe getting into the World Cup qualifying.
Yeah, and Sam Allardyce makes his debut as England manager, so we'll see how he does. Picked Wayne Rooney to be the captain for the team, which didn't surprise too many people. There was a little bit of concern he wouldn't. And Joe Hart, the latest, is he's having a medical examination in Turin today with the prospect of joining Torino for the rest of the season. So that will be good for Joe Hart because he's certainly very low down in the pecking order at Manchester City at the moment.
He is. And so England opens against Slovakia, probably the toughest team in that group, most likely. But the big match, of course, coming down the pike is England and Scotland. And how many great matches have those two countries played? Scotland, not as good as they were a number of years ago when they had the likes of Archie Gemmell and players along John Robertson and players like along those lines. But it's always a war when England plays Scotland. It's good to see them.
It's always a great atmosphere. That's a game when I have a bet on with Davey Thompson and Charlie Mitchell. Former teammates who are from north of the border.
Well, the other big group that's going to be tough is Group G, Spain and Italy in the same group. Certainly extreme favorites to go through, but they want to win the group because second place has to play a play-in series in next year to get into the World Cup.
Italy travels to Israel only, which won't be as easy as people think. Spain hosts Liechtenstein, which could be a bit of a blowout, but you're just right. You know, there's some interesting matchups, and of course, Gibraltar back on the world stage hosting Greece. So there's lots of interesting matchups, but you expect the big boys to come through in the end.
The other Group A, certainly Netherlands, France, Sweden, and Bulgaria.
Yeah,
that's
a
very tough.
And Sweden play the Netherlands, don't they? This coming week, so it's going to be. It's going to be interesting, and as you rightly mentioned, when you're looking at the position standings, goal difference all come into account where if you're tied at the end.
Yeah, and of course, most of the groups will pretty straightforward. Group B is Portugal, Switzerland, Hungary will probably be fighting it out. Germany heading Group C, they're heavy favorites. Northern Ireland's in there with the Czech Republic. You might see Northern Ireland. They've done very well as of late. I think probably the most balanced group is going to be Group D. You have Wales, the Republic of Ireland, Austria, and Serbia.
Yeah. Wales, you know, Gareth Bale in the success in Euro, of course, as with Iceland. They open up their campaign on the road, but it's going to be a very competitive set of games. And even if you look into Asia, and I was looking at the Asian qualifying, there's games coming up, Australia hosting Iraq and South Korea against China. So there's games popping up all over the world in the quest to be on the road to Russia.
That's right. And the CONCACAF, as you mentioned, this round of qualifying will finish up on Tuesday, and then we go into the hexagonal, which Boy, that's a very tough. But we got to get through this next couple of matches. Yep. And, of course, Canada. I hope Canada gets through, Dick. I mean, it would be nice to see the United States singing in Canada and Mexico, all three trying to get into the World Cup. It's been a long time since 1986 for the Canadians and their only World Cup.
It is. We're looking at, you know, when we met with Croatia, 76, Canada, 86, England, 66. So, long time ago.
It certainly is. And the Rochester Rhinos, founded in 96. Next Monday show, we're going to have speaking to the Rhinos legends, talking about the 96 season. And then we'll be back live in 2 weeks, Dick, to talk about what's happened. And
I've lots to talk about then, Andrew.
And we're talking about the Manchester Derby, which takes place in a couple of weeks, to battle for first place in England. So that'll be a great talking point for us.
Look forward to it, Andrew. It'll be good.
Enjoy your holiday weekend, Dick, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Andrew. Ciao.
Bye-bye. It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick with the International Report every week on our shows. We always let you know what's going on around the world of soccer. So many big events happening with World Cup qualifying and the European leagues. And also what's going on here in CONCACAF. We'll talk about that with Michael Lewis a little bit later in the show via tape. But coming up next on our show after the break is the leading scorer in the NWSL, Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash play their final four matches of the NWSL season on the road starting this Saturday night against the first-place Washington Spear at 7 p.m. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash are in the hunt to host a playoff match in late September, early October, so be sure to visit WNYFlash.com for all of the latest information on tickets. The Flash thank all of their fans for their support during the 2016 home schedule. The Western New York Flash experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The Rochester Rhinos look to clinch a playoff berth in the final match of their three-match road trip this Saturday night at 7:30 against the Charleston Battery. Go to uslsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home next Saturday, September 10th, taking on the USL leaders New York Red Bulls 2 at 5:05. It's Irish night and team picture night, so be sure to get your tickets for this very important match by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Sirian will be back on next week's show, which will be focusing on the 1996 Rochester Rhinos. We'll have Rhinos legends Doug Miller, Pat Erkley, and more on the show. So be sure to tune in next Monday. Next Saturday, the Rhinos will be home against the New York Red Bulls 2. This Saturday, the Western New York Flash will be in Washington to take on the top team in the NWSL, the Washington Spirit. Joining us right now is the top scorer in the league right now from the Western New York Flash, Lynn Williams. Lynn's appearance brought to you by the Flash. The Flash are in the running to host an NWSL semifinal playoff match. So go to WNYFlash.com. Keep tabs on where the Flash are and a potential home match for the playoffs later on in the month of September, early October. Lynn, thanks very much for being on the show tonight with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Actually, just me, because Joe, my partner Joe, has an Italian sports club meeting, so I'll be handling things tonight. And congratulations to you on a great season so far. Top of the league in scoring average. You and Jess McDonald, we call you the dynamic duo, numbers 1 and 2 in the league in scoring. So I ask you first, how has working with Jess and partnering with her helped your game this season? Because you guys are just tearing the league up right now.
Yeah, it's definitely great to have a partner who we just, like, feed off each other. And we, like, push each other competitively-wise, but also it's just, I don't know, it's something about us. Like, we just get each other. We get the runs that the other person's going to make. It's almost like a telepathy thing where we know where the other person's going to be. It's hard to explain, but she's helped my game tremendously, and I like to think I've helped hers. And just together, I think we've done really well for ourselves, and hopefully we can keep going.
When you have two forwards up top who are on the same page and can play off each other, other teams got to be shaking in their boots, because that's very, very dangerous. And it showed up in the game against Houston. The two goals, even though Jess's name didn't show up on the score sheet, she was instrumental in both goals, which were practically carbon copies of each other. You breaking down the wing, getting the cross in, Jess dummied. Leanne Sanderson scored the goal in the first half, and Mackenzie Doniak in the second half, putting the ball in after the dummy. And that takes a lot of teamwork, and I'm sure a lot of work in practice to get that kind of play up top.
Yeah, no, we've definitely been working on our runs in the box and getting crosses in, and just really trying to put away our chances. In the game against Houston, obviously we were down both times, but I think we really fought back and showed some heart and got a point at least.
With Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash. Lynn and the Flash will be in action this Saturday against the Washington Spirit, 7 p.m. Go to WNYFlash.com to get the link to watch the match live. And Lynn, it had to be frustrating. The team Houston, you guys have never had a win against them in two seasons. What is it about Houston that drives you guys crazy, or you can't get something against them?
Yeah, I don't really know. Both times this year that we played them, we've come from being down and tied it. Something about them and us playing, it's like we're building a rivalry, which is a good rivalry to have. But I think maybe we play the same kind of style, so it's like we're playing ourselves a bit, and I think we're both dangerous attacking-wise. And so maybe that's why. I honestly, it's something I just can't explain.
Yeah, I know the team sure was looking for 3 points, especially knowing that Portland had lost earlier in the day to Seattle. You guys could have moved up into second place, and you guys, are fighting for that second spot. First, obviously, get in the playoffs, but trying to get that second spot at least to get a home playoff match. And the start of that run is going to be, you know, first of four on the road at the end of the season. Have you ever had a situation where you've had to play that many matches at the end of a season away from home?
I have not. So it's going to be a challenge for all of us, but I think we can do it. I think, like I said last game, it showed that we have heart, and I think going forward, we know what's on the line and we know what's at stake, and you'll see that heart through these next four games, and we can just only hope that it turns out how we'd like to. So.
Absolutely.
We'll
and Washington, a team that is in first place right now, and they're looking to win the Supporters' Shield, which would be a big accomplishment for them. They've never done this well in the NWSL up to this point. And we lost to them earlier the year 3-0, but it was a much closer match. After they scored early through Crystal Dunn, you guys were dominating the game, were all over them, and then they got a second goal, a lucky second goal, and that was sort of the end of it. But I know it's a team you guys can stay with and could certainly get a result down there.
Yeah, definitely. They're a very respectable side, and they've obviously shown that being at the top of the league. But I also think that we're not going to just go there and then think they're going to win. We're going to come there and, like, hope for the win that we get and put in the effort. And like you said before, yes, they won 3-0, but I don't think – it was a much closer game. In the beginning of the season, we were having some trouble scoring, so I think we've cleared that up, and hopefully when we play them, we score more goals than them.
Yeah, to say the least, you guys have cleared up the scoring problems. You're the highest scoring team in the league, and Washington will certainly need to watch out for that. So we'll be watching it online, and again, we're all hoping there's going to be a home playoff match down the road. So we'll be supporting you via the internet and watching very interesting, very much online, and hoping you guys can get the results you need. So good luck on the weekend,
Lynn,
and we'll be watching.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the support.
Thank you, Lynn. It's Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash. Again, the Flash, Saturday night, 7 p.m. kickoff against the Washington Spirit. So get two devices going, one for the Flash and one for the Rhinos. They start 7:30 against the Charleston Battery. Coming up next, it's Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
The Rochester Rhinos look to clinch a playoff berth in the final match of their three-match road trip this Saturday night at 7:30 against the Charleston Battery. Go to uslsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home next Saturday, September 10th, taking on the USL leaders New York Red Bulls 2 at 5:05. It's Irish night and team picture night, so be sure to get your tickets for this very important match by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me.
you can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash play their final four matches of the NWSL season on the road starting this Saturday night against the first place Washington Spirit at 7 p.m. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash are in the hunt to host a playoff match in late September, early October, so be sure to visit WNYFlash.com for all of the latest information on tickets. The Flash thank all of their fans for their support during the 2016 home schedule. The Western New York Flash experienced the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it, New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Get ready for the big U.S. Men's National Team World Cup qualifying matches. Visit Top Notch Monogramming to get your U.S. soccer gear, as well as gear for fall sports, and even winter sports are coming up not too long down the road. Get your towels, your bags, your jerseys all done at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you today, Andrew?
Good. By the way, we're taping this a little bit early, so if something happens between now and our showtime, that's why we're not talking about it. But anyway, we had a little bit of news happen today about the U.S. men's national team, and something I'm sure, Michael, you're happy about. Guy you cover with the Red Bulls, Sasha Kljestan was added into the camp, replacing John Brooks, who is injured right now. So there's another player, though, that the U.S. will not have, including Clint Dempsey and Jossie Zardes, who are out with injury for the big match on Friday against St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Yes, Sasha Kljestan, a deserved call-up to the team. Long time coming. He has played magnificently this year for the Red Bulls. It's great to point to 15 assists. I mean, that's a great number to have, but just his all-around play, leading the midfield, not just this year, but last year as well, too, when they won the Supporters' Shield. I don't know how much time he's going to get playing, who knows, but the fact that the door was open for him, granted it was because of an injury to another player, but sometimes you don't care how you get there. It's happened to me a few times as a writer, too, and I've been pleasantly surprised with some assignments. Now it's up to Sasha Kljestan to prove to Jurgen Klinsmann he belongs in that 23-man roster as they go forward into the hexagonal, assuming the U.S. does qualify. I'm not trying to count any CONCACAF chickens before they hatch, but definitely a deserved call-up to the national team.
And it's an experienced player, too, because there are certainly a number of young players on this team. And I must admit, there are players I have not ever heard of on this roster right now. Caleb Stanko, who plays for FC Vaduz, Rubio Rubin for FC Utrecht, and I wish there was one more here. I'm looking at the list right now that I didn't recognize. But anyway, Kellen Acosta plays for FC Dallas, Ethan Horvath from Molde FC, so I don't know if we'll see any of those players. We're probably going to be seeing all the familiar faces. But again, with Zardes and Dempsey out, the U.S. has to find someplace else to get the goals against St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which they should win this game. There shouldn't be any trouble winning it. The only thing I'm concerned about, Michael, honestly, is they're going to be playing at 3:30 in the afternoon because the field they're playing on has no lights. So it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. And that will certainly have an impact on the match.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And let's face it, there are always surprises when you play in the Caribbean. Back in 2004, during the World Cup run for 2006, the qualifying run, the U.S. team played in Grenada, where the field became a muddy bath. And it just rained right before the game, and I think it ended right after the game. It was almost like they ordered it. U.S. did prevail. I'm trying to remember the score. It might have been 3-2. It was a home-and-home series situation, and the U.S. already was coming in with a 3-0 victory. But it, you know, strange things happen in that neck of the woods near the, as we get closer to the equator, some unusual weather patterns. You can't take anything for granted. Saying that, I know Dempsey is out, which is a very big loss for the United States. Josie Altidore, who was forced to miss Copa America Centenario with his seemingly ongoing hamstring problem, is not only back and healthy, but in form. He has struck five times in his last three games for Toronto FC. Hopefully he will remain healthy for the next two games and will be a force up front. A good team will find ways to win. In the long run, it's not who scores, but how many you do score. And my gut feeling is the game in the Caribbean should be a win. The game at home will be more of a challenge against Trinidad. Give them credit. They are leading the table. But I don't think that's going to be an easy one, even though it's on U.S. soil in Jacksonville.
Well, the ideal thing to happen would be Trinidad to defeat Guatemala on Friday night. Then the game on the 6th will have no impact at all. We know that Trinidad and the U.S. will go through. So that would be the ideal result. U.S. wins, Trinidad wins. Game on the 6th is just basically a friendly. Because it doesn't matter if you finish first or second, you go through.
Definitely, that's the perfect scenario. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I remember one time when the U.S. qualified for the 2002 World Cup, there was like a 10% chance when they played Jamaica that all these results had to go a certain way. And guess what? They did that day, but it was like a 10% chance. I believe Soccer America had figured out the percentages. And strange things do happen. The big thing is the U.S. just has to be prepared to play two, quality games. You can't assume anything in World Cup qualifying. That's why they bring the best team possible. Because once you start bringing, quote-unquote, let's say a B team, one, you're putting your chances of moving on in jeopardy. And two, there's that possibility of an upset, and you don't want to insult the other team because sometimes the shoe could be on the other foot somewhere down the line.
Absolutely. Trinidad they want to get this win because Guatemala's last match is home against St. Vincent, and they're going to pound them into the ground in that match. So we'll see what happens. It's Friday at 3:30. It's on beIN Sport to watch the match live, so be sure to set your calendar, set your outlook, whatever, to watch that match because it is an early start at 3:30. The other big news of the week, Michael, is Hope Solo and her continued issues. The former goalkeeper at this point for the U.S. national team, she has a 6-month suspension. She's also out from the Seattle Reign for an indefinite personal leave, and I wonder if we've maybe seen the last of Hope Solo as a player, because she is getting on in years, and is anybody going to want to see her after this second incident has happened with the national team?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, too. But, if this is a temporary a move away from at least league play, I think that's probably a smart thing to do right now. And hopefully get her head together. But regardless if she's coming back to the national team, I think Jill Ellis has got to play some of the younger goalkeepers for experience, see how they can do. They might not necessarily be at the same level as a Hope Solo, but quite frankly, you've got to see what they can do, because heaven forbid your number one keeper gets injured, you want to have a ready backup, and you want to have an experienced hand in goal, pardon the pun. So it could be an end of an era, at the international level for Hope Solo. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see until early 2017. But again, whatever friendlies are coming up, The U.S. Has to play some of those younger and less experienced goalkeepers. When I say less experienced, I mean less experienced at the international level, not at the club level, and see what they can do.
And the U.S. doesn't really have any meaningful matches for a very long time, so it gives the U.S. women a chance to develop the new keepers, because it's not just Hope Solo, there's other players who are getting on in years, and there's going to be some turnover. And another player who has certainly made a lot of news locally here this past week was Carly Lloyd, because she did not come in for the match on Saturday with the Houston Dash against the Western New York Flash, saying that she was taking an extended leave for whatever reason. And there were a lot of upset people. People wanted to see her. It was her only visit to Rochester this year. She's the FIFA World Player of the Year, former member of the Flash, former captain of the Flash. And I think it's left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth that she didn't show up on Saturday, especially it was the Project Pink game as well. So I don't know what to do. She's not the only one who did that, though, Michael. Some other players also took some extended time off as well.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher, no doubt. It's pity considering any, you know, the charity involved, and it could be any charity, and it's a pity for that reason. You know, I understand, you know, losing the quarterfinals is not what the U.S. had planned to do. That's not in any U.S. women's national team game plan book at all. But I remember using history, and I know this is a number of years ago, different situation, but when the U.S. was eliminated from the 2002 World Cup, and that was in the quarterfinals, and that was a surprising tournament because no one expected the U.S. to get that far. Lena Donovan was back within a day or two, coming back from Korea, playing for the San Jose Earthquakes. Ditto for Clint Mathis. I remember being somewhere on the web, I believe, him coming in as a substitute for the then Metro Stars, they're now the Red Bulls, in the second half a few days later. And I was stunned by that. Yeah, I thought maybe they should take off a few extra days. But they wanted to get back into the deep end of the pool. You know, saying that, they're coming off a high, no doubt about it. The women are coming off a low, the biggest disappointment in U.S. women's national team history. Although you can make the 2007 World Cup, the Women's World Cup brouhaha with Hope Solo definitely up there with it. But it is a head-scratcher that they're coming back at different times. Some players are coming back earlier than others, and you'd like to see them come back because they are really true ambassadors for the game, more so than the men's players, the impact the women's players have in their league and for soccer, women's soccer in general is amazing. But it's, like I said, it's a head-scratcher.
And certainly the people in Rochester remember 2011 when the women were lost in the World Cup final. Abby Wambach and Megan Rapinoe came to Rochester 4 days later for Magic Jack against the Flash. They didn't play, but at least they were there. They addressed the crowd. There were 15,000 people at the stadium to see them. Carly could have at least made an appearance. If she didn't play, she could have made an appearance. But there's a lot of things in the past with the Flash and Carly Lloyd, but I've lost a little bit of respect for her as a player and as a person because of that. But be that as it may, they live their lives, we live our lives. And Michael, that's about to do it for our segment tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks after Labor Day. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. You too, and say hello to Joe for me.
Thanks a lot. And that's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and we will certainly welcome Michael and Dick Howard back to our show in 2 weeks' time, because next week we'll have our special Labor Day show. We're going to talk with the legends of the 1996 Rochester Rhinos, 20 years since the Rhinos took the field and made their great runs in the A-League and the U.S. Open Cups. We'll be talking to some of those legends next week on our taped Labor Day show, back live in 2 weeks. Thanks to Lynn Williams, Dave Maurer from the Western New York Flash, and Wall Fall, and Casey Nucci from the Rhinos. The Flash are in Washington Saturday at 7 o'clock. Rhinos are in Charleston Saturday at 7:30. The Rhinos back home Saturday the 10th against the New York Red Bulls 2 at 5 p.m. for Irish Night and Team Picture Night. 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. This has been Andrew Battisti and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Join us for our Labor Day show next Monday on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.